You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. The clearest picture of the toll COVID-19 has exacted is its cost in human life. Families have been devastated and racial inequities laid bare. Nationally, African Americans are dying from COVID at twice the rate of whites. In some states, the rate is three times higher. Someone needs to be there to take care of those who've passed and to help families begin the grieving process. As part of our ongoing series, The Essentials, we've been bringing you overlooked stories of essential workers, people who are working outside their homes while the rest of us are sheltered in place. In this installment, we'll head to Colma to meet a funeral home director and see how the coronavirus may change his industry for good.
My name is Ruben Houston, born and raised in San Mateo, California. Been in the profession, the death care profession, for almost 21 years. Recently took over Colma Cremation Funeral Services here in Colma, California.
That first contact with the family, that bond you create with them, and they share with you their loved one's story. And when you're part of the funeral service, you're part of something very special that will live in the lives and the hearts of those who that person has touched throughout the years of their lives, is priceless. It's not just a job, it's a ministry. It has changed a lot. It was always the visitations, the rosaries, the wakes, the next day, the services, the masses, you know. It could be 10 people or it could be 1,000 people. When that just changed in a, just like that, people are, you know, who are traditional, they don't know, they're confused. They don't know what to do because this is all they have known all their life was, oh, for grandma, we had a rosary. For grandpa, we had a rosary or a wake. Now we're limited to only 10 people. Who do you select to come to the service? Like, you only can have 10 people. This is the way of the future, actually. I think now, because people are using now technology, they're live streaming, it's changing. So I did a ID view, which is when a family will, you know, want to view prior to cremation. And we did a Zoom. We had probably over maybe 115 people from all over, The grandmother had lived in Mexico, and there's people all over from Florida, New York. And people were like saying the rosary. They were saying the rosary. It was beautiful. It was just I was like, wow, this is beautiful. People don't actually have to be there. They can be anywhere and still be part of the celebration of life. This technology has been around for almost 20 years. Funeral homes, and let me just be the one to say, they didn't want to offer this because then it takes away from their service. Then it takes away from their revenue. You know, now they're adapting to it. They're like, oh, now they're promoting it. But, you know, we should have been promoting this almost 20 years ago. Pandora's box has been opened now. It's the way of the future. It's the way of life now. We just have to accept it. Technology is the way. Unfortunately, there's good and bads of it. You know, I get it. It's leaving a really big hole in the hearts of those who need that hug, who need that reassurance that, you know, things will get better. That closure is not there. That kiss on the cheek, reminiscing a memory, sharing memories, all that, just no more.
When I talk to families, I share with them, you know, that's why it's so important to be around family. This season that we're in now has hit us. Is there like a reality check now? It's like, I need to spend more time with my kids. I need to spend more time with my husband, the date nights. I need to spend time with mom and dad, my friends or whoever, and let them know that I love them. This is a wake-up call because this is the new norm. I look at it this way. We all got to go. Sometime is way before our time. I want to no doubt be cremated. It's just a shell. Our spirit has been released. You know, I want to be scattered in Japan and then the rest San Mateo County, off the coast of San Mateo County, because that's born and raised. And if possible, if possible, and it's been done, some people have sprinkled some of the loved ones' crew remains at off the golf course or at a stadium and whatnot. Well, Oakland A's. I remember because my father used to take us all the time when we were little kids. He used to love it, you know. Even to this day, I bring my kids, to the games. Having a picture of myself on the wall or something, that's how I want to be remembered. Not someone viewing me in a casket. No. Nah. I want that happy, smiley face, you know, up in front somewhere. A slideshow of my life story with my family, friends, and all of my accomplishments as a funeral director, helping those families do the transition of life. That's how I want to be remembered.
That piece was produced by Christopher Agusa. Christopher is a fellow in our Audio Academy program. You can also hear from Ruben in our podcast Day by Day, The Quarantine Diaries, available wherever you get your podcasts.